You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy.
I wanted to fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. So wanting my cake and eat it too. And wanting it both ways. Fame made me a balloon, cause my ego inflated when I blew sleep. It was confusing, cause all I wanted to do was be the Bruce Lee of Bruce Lee, abuse ink. Use it as a tool when I blew sleep. Hit the lottery, ooh wee. But with what I gave up to get, it was bittersweet. It's like winning, and use me. I'm blind cause I think I'm getting so huge, I need a shrink. I'm beginning to lose sleep. One sheep, two sheep, going cuckoo and kooky is cool key. But I'm actually weirder than you think, cause
I'm friends with the monster.
A good Thursday morning to you. Welcome to All Marine Radio. You know, as I read stuff, it often occurs to me to think, like, how does that person thinks that this works? You know, so in contemplating, you know, the meeting that I saw on Tuesday, that talked about the dealing with dreamers and border security, if you don't believe that, if you make the argument that the border doesn't need to be secured, how does it work for you? Aren't you just going to do this again if you don't stop and address illegal immigration through our southern border? And the people that say that, I want to say Medicaid is like a $600 billion annual business, Medicaid. You know, a wall, just to give you some size of numbers, right? Some idea, a wall is what, less than 20? It's what they're talking about spending on it? And the point is, we don't want to do this again. So I look at people when they talk about that issue. I look at people who don't see that, and I think, how does it work for them? How, in fact, does this whole thing work? That just open border, come as you want. Yeah, we'll deal with these young people and then we'll deal with their somehow or other, we'll deal with their parents. And I, for all you conservatives out there that say, you know, amnesty never. What do you this? So Steve Bannon and the rest of the crazy right wing wackos that say these people will self deport. Give me a break. I mean, don't you think the nation should deal with this once and for all? Have them plead guilty to a misdemeanor or something, open up a pathway to citizenship and be beyond this? And that is what you're going to have to give in order to get to comprehensive immigration reform, which the nation sorely needs. I look at different stories that I read And then, in the absence of that, what do we have? More of the same? I just don't get how people think that it works. And again, here's the problem with And it's interesting that the president brought up the whole earmark system. So since you went away from the earmark system that allowed people to be brought into the issue by virtue of some local project that they would get thrown their way in addition to supporting this, okay? By the elimination of that, what you have now is a system that doesn't function at all. It's absolutely broken, and the most broken institution of all is the United States Senate. Things go there to die. People go there to do nothing. So I look at stories and I shake my head and I wonder, how do you think it works? The same thing, I find it moderately amusing when you look at the, you know, federal government in the latest round of tax reform, tax overhaul, whatever you want to call it, eliminated state and local deductions. So what's the ultimate effect of that? The federal government no longer subsidizes state governments who continue, right, to spend and to have budgets that the federal government is subsidizing. Do you think that's fairly long overdue? I do. Yeah. Yeah. We don't care what you pay state and locally. That's their business. But you know, New York and California are both in open revolt. As well they should be. Because guess what you're going to have to do to supplant that income and that impact on your taxpayer and the impact to your taxpayers. Yeah, you might have some irritated taxpayers. Because now, guess what? It is what it is. So, I look at these issues and you see issues that are clearly linked that people just stand up in front of America and say they're not linked. So I again, our national theater politics is sometimes really depressing. Grant Newsham going to join us today. The Korean nations are talking. So we'll get his thoughts on that. He also had a piece in the Asian Times, and it has to do with comfort women and their security relationships. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about B-2 bombers going to Guam, which evidently happened earlier this week. So we have a few things to talk to Grant so that he can make us smart about that. So, interested. So we'll talk to Grant Newsham about that. I just, I don't know, it's interesting to me. It's interesting how sometimes you sit there and watch it and you scratch your head and you think, and I saw Elizabeth Warren talking yesterday about, what did I see her speaking about? About DACA. That we made a promise to these people. Well, the nation didn't, right? Barack Obama issued an executive order. That wasn't Congress acting. So, I don't know. You just sit there and you watch it on a daily basis and you think, good God, what's going to happen to us? I'll tell you another interesting issue, and I've said this before on the program, but if you ever want to do a little interesting reading, that also that talks about fiscal health around the nation. There's a story in Bloomberg today on and the headline says California's Brown, that is Governor Brown, raises the prospect of pension cuts in downturn. So an interesting read whenever you bump into it is the health and pension plans across the country. Take your breath away, stunning, quite frankly. Take your breath away, stunning. Okay. California Governor Jerry Brown said legal rulings may clear the way for making cuts to public pensions, public pension benefits, which would go against longstanding assumptions and potentially provide financial relief to the state and its local governments. Now, these benefit packages have been negotiated for decades by politicians who seek the political support of these public unions. Brown said he had a hunch that courts would modify the so-called California rule, which holds that benefits promised to public employees can't be rolled back. The state Supreme Court is set to hear a case in which lower courts ruled that reductions to pensions are permissible if the payments remain reasonable for workers. Quote, there is more flexibility than is currently assumed by those who discuss the California rule, Brown said during a briefing on the budget in Sacramento. He said that in the next recession, the governor, quote, will have the option of considering pension cutbacks for the first time. That would be a major shift in California, where municipal officials have long believed they couldn't adjust the benefits even as they struggled to cover the cost. And here's an astounding statement. The California Public Employees Retirement System, the nation's largest public pension, has about 68% of the assets needed to cover its liabilities. And let me tell you, that's pretty good nationally. That's pretty good. They're close to 70%. There are states, Illinois, New Jersey, that are down in the 30s in terms of their obligations and then their ability to pay them. For the fiscal year beginning in July, the state's contribution to CalPERS is double what it was in fiscal 2009. Think about that. It's double what it was in 2009, not 1999, not 1989, but 2009. So the contribution for the state in these negotiated pensions has doubled. Do you know how big of a number that is? That's crazy. How is that sustained? The article goes on. Across the country, states and local governments have about $1.7 trillion less than what they need to cover retirement benefits. The result of investment losses, the failure by governments to make adequate contributions, and perks granted in boom time. In the next downturn, when things look pretty dire, that would be one of the items on the chopping block, Governor Brown said. And Governor Brown is, I mean, he's California. He gets elected by virtue of his relationship with unions. So, anyway, good morning to you. Some interesting stuff out there. But again, things I don't understand. And so we'll talk about more DOD news here in the future, right? Big discussion today in Washington, D.C. is the House is expected to vote on the FISA Act. And so much has been discussed as we debate the election of 2016 into 2018, and about the role of the FISA Act and the role it played in surveillance of the Trump campaign. So that's being discussed today. And are there the appropriate checks and balances? And the conduct of the Obama administration on their way out the door, who made those requests? And I don't know that we still got the ground truth on any of that. So, with all that said, good morning to you. We make it official right now. Mm-hmm. I just got an email. Did you say 1.7 trillion with a T? Yeah, I did. Underfunded. What does that mean? That means if you're going to fund it, something's got to close that gap. Okay, you have to raise taxes. You have to raise taxes, or you have to raise taxes. One of those three. Or you can say, we'll just allocate more of our budget to that. Yeah. Next question. Why hasn't the municipal entity, why hasn't their contribution been there throughout? Did they not contribute? Answer? No, they didn't. When things were good, they said, oh, no, we made 20% this year. We won't make the contribution. And being scumbags, because they're politicians, and those are synonyms, we'll find the easy way out. We won't raise taxes, and we'll take that money, and then we'll repair that bridge. Genius. Genius. Except we're now 33% funded, and we don't know what we're going to do because we simply don't have the money in the pension plan. It's like Social Security, right? So the Social Security lockbox, trust me, that issue's going to come up here because the baby boomers that are that gigantic bubble in the hose, they're here, and they're going to get paid. And there is no lockbox. It's a pass-through account, and there's no money there. Exactly. All right, so this is dedicated to all the delusional people out there who don't think that it has to make sense, who don't think that issues like security are important. God bless you, but I would invite you into the world that the rest of us live in, where there's real problems, where there's real people at the end of the day struggling to pay their bills, who really depend on you to come up with real solutions. And this is dedicated to you in the hope that someday you get your head out of your ass and you do your job in Washington, D.C.
Can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
That was totally a line in his speech. He's a Kennedy. He didn't mean any of it.
Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
Peace through strength, baby. It's the only way that it works. And anybody who's telling you something different, That's the Chinese, what they believe. They'll tell you. Currently cloudy and 42 in Quantico. It is cloudy and 63 at Camp Lejeune as warmer temperatures, or temperatures closer to normal, creep back across the country. 58 degrees and cloudy in Granbury, Texas. 6 degrees as cold weather going to envelop the north central plains for about the next 5-6 days. So cloudy and 6 degrees above zero in Big Timber, Montana. That's good. Keep Montana man on his toes. Sunny in 44 and 29 Palms. Cloudy in 43 at Camp Pendleton. Okinawa clouds and 54 degrees. In Marja, warmed up a little bit. Clear, dark, and 50. At the home of Allmarine Radio. Kind of cold this morning. Mostly cloudy in 49. Looking for a high of 70, yeah, with clouds. Tomorrow, 71, and then on Saturday, up to 80, boom, yeah, we like that. This cold weather, not so much. All right, Grant Newsham, in case you can't tell, I'm dissatisfied. No, you know, here's what I'm talking about. So I'm watching Elizabeth Warren, and I'm thinking about the whole Pocahontas thing. Like, really? Really? Elizabeth Warren is about as white as a human being can be. And you go ahead and list Native American on your application to teach? Come on. Right? I mean, that's stuff that my friends and I talked about doing. Like, God, wouldn't this be easier to get into this place if you could just check Native American? I mean, who would know? But I mean, we didn't do that stuff. So Elizabeth Warren, like the USS Enterprise, boldly goes where other people will not. So anyway, I'm watching her, and, I think it's Brett Baer, who I think is the best news person on TV. I think he's a straight shooter, and, he looks at issues, and, I think he tries to be honest. So anyway, Brett Baer's talking to him. And so he's asking about, you know, clearly the president, you know, when he says dreamers, he means dreamers and border security. And she would have none of it. None of it. The United States made a promise. And the answer to that is no. That was President Obama. That was an executive order. So you look at that and you're like, okay, so how do we solve problems? You know? Or is that just politics and I should get my panties in a box? Probably just politics, Matt. Grow up. Grow up. Stop being a baby. All right, I'll stop being a baby. Grant Newsham joins us next. More of Allmarine Radio. Don't touch that dial.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when the group can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nielsen. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
This hour of All Marine Radio is brought to you by our friends at Battle Mug, home of the world-famous Battle Mug. Starts as 10 pounds of aluminum. It's milled, machined, anodized, adorned with Picatinny rails, and then stamped with the serial number, and it's ready for you to make your own. Anything that went on your rifle or pistol can go on your mug. Scope, laser, camera, light. Put a lid on it, and you're ready for the field. If you're inside, add a flag and an emblem, and you're set. Perfect for any commemorative event. Farewell, promotion, retirement, birthday, anniversary, or get out of the doghouse. The Battle Mug is the perfect unique gift. Check out the entire line of product at battlemug.com. Enter the promo code Marine for 15% off. Battle Mug is a veteran-owned and operated company. The product is made entirely in the United States. Check it out, battlemug.com.
All I can say about militarybyowner.com is, wow, I listed my house on your website for only 2 weeks in a tough rental market, and now my house is about to get rented. I will definitely recommend you guys to everyone in the military. Thank you.
Are you located near a military base? Advertise with Military by Owner for optimum exposure to the military community. Military by Owner has experience helping military families find, sell, or rent their home near a military base for the past 15 years. MilitaryByOwner.com, proven and dependable.
I'm an individual member. I joined the Global South Foundation because I believe in what it can do, and I also wanted to stay tied to the community that I was part of.
The benefits for individual members of the Global South Foundation are two things. One is networking, keeping in touch with the community, developing new relationships at any stage of your career. And secondly, it helps people stay abreast and up to date on the latest issues that the South community should be aware of.
The Global South Foundation is a great partner of All Marine Radio. Find out more about them at globalsouthfoundation.org/Marines.
We all have the ability to touch the lives of those around us. Moms, dads, neighbors, teachers, friends. These are the people who are always there to listen when we need to talk. Though their actions may not always be monumental, they are always felt. To someone going through a difficult time, a text, a call, or a visit can mean so much. Reach out to the veterans in your life today. Let them know they're not alone. One simple act can make all the difference. That's the power of one. If you're a veteran in crisis or know one who is, visit VeteransCrisisLine.net for free 24/7 confidential support. Or call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.